Welcome to Season 3 of the UK Virtual School Podcast with your host, Sid, educational disruptor and founder of the first online school that dares to be different. Our third season marks the end of the third academic year, where we interview parents, students and teachers who are part of the UK Virtual School family. If you are new to our podcast, please do check out the golden gems from seasons 1 and 2. Now, this podcast is for homeschoolers, home educators, world schoolers, and those parents seeking for an alternative that is effective, flexible, and high quality. If this sounds like you, why not join us in disrupting education as we know it and creating a legacy of learning that's full of passion and enthusiasm. Welcome to the UK Virtual School Podcast. Hello guys, so today is the day that the GCSE results have been revealed. It's the Thursday in August that everyone looks forward to or dreads, depending on whether you're a teacher or a student or parents. It's been an interesting day today. So it is the 24th of August, 2023, and today is the day we found out our GCSE results for those students who have done our complete 3-year GCSE programme. So UK Virtual School actually started only 3 years ago. It feels like we've always existed. And for the families that have been with us, most of them have signed up more recently. Some of them have been with us since the beginning. But there have been a couple of students who have now made it throughout the programme, or at least the 3-year programme. I think it'll be interesting to see how students do when they go from primary to secondary in the future. But at the moment, we've had our first GCSE cohort sit their exams and get their results. And I am super excited to announce that they have done so well. So those students who have been with us for 3 years and started the beginning of the GCSEs with us in year 9, and they finished now in year 11, they have all received really, really high grades between grade 7 and grade 9. We're not even talking about just passes. So most places, when they talk about GCSE success, they talk about 100% pass rate. We have got 100% grade 7 to 9 for our GCSEs for those students who sat the entire 3-year programme. It is amazing. It's just incredible how well they've done, and incredible how well, they worked really hard, I know that, and the teachers have been working tirelessly as well. But it's a testament to the ability of our students and the skills that they've learned over the time, and also the effort and the time and the skill that the teachers have put in as well. It's amazing what they've achieved. And even those students who joined us later in the course had a lot of catching up to do. I would have liked them to have started at the beginning of year 9. They were wanting to finish at a certain point. So even the average grade was 7. It's just amazing, right? If you add everyone's grades together, the average grade is 7. And these are students who have been with us from the beginning of the program, and also those students who have joined later. Everyone passed. Everyone did incredibly well. And I am so proud of the students and also the teachers. So I wanted to share with you something that I've realized, that one of the things that was holding us back, well, not holding us back, but holding a lot of parents back from joining us, was that we hadn't had any GCSE results to talk about. No one had gone through that GCSE programme. Now, I had complete faith in what we're doing was going to eventually pay off. Like, I knew it was going to work. But it's also nice to have the evidence to back it up now. Like, you can know and be certain about something, but to actually have it externally validated by a system that's meant to be grading everyone across the entire country. And I have my opinions about the grading system. Like, if we had to get rid of the exams tomorrow, like I would be completely happy with that. I think that we've come a long way where exam results don't actually say very much about a student. Students can learn to sit the exams and do very well with the exams, but can they actually last in the real world? Can they actually work in with employers who are looking for a variety of skills? I realised when I went through the education system, I got really good at knowing how to pass exams. I got very good at that. And so I know how easy it can be to become very good at passing exams or not actually learning much. And that's not what we want at UK Virtual School. We want to create students that actually love learning. And one way we do that is that they don't actually sit tests or exams every half term. They do them once a year. In year nine, at the end, they do a mock exam at the end of year nine. There is no testing throughout the year. In year 10, they do a mock exam at the end of year 10. There is no assessment in terms of formal testing throughout the year. And year 11, they do one mock exam in December. Then obviously, as they're getting nearer the exam, they will do a lot of more test papers, but nothing's really done under exam conditions. They spend a lot of time understanding the content. They spend a lot of time discussing. They spend a lot of time learning the content without being continually tested, because I think that is far more important. And up until now, where we've had some parents that have been slightly concerned about our approach, they've asked us what our exam results have been. And I said, well, no one's really sat our three-year GCSE programs before. This is our first year. And I'm so excited and so proud. So I had to do this podcast. It is now 11:30 p.m. in the evening. It's been an interesting day because I've been posting on social media about our results, and we've had so many new parents reach out to us, and so many people just recognize we're going to be making waves in the online school sphere, I think. It's going to be so interesting when our younger students get to a GCSE age, and they're not only going to be leaving with grades, but they're also going to be leaving with a real love of learning, a real thirst for knowledge, and just a well-rounded, well-spoken individuals. What more can you want than a happy child who loves learning, who does well, who's confident in their own ability, understands the material so well that they know how well they've done? And I think when someone can be so reflective, and you can only become reflective if you are taught how to be reflective. Like, none of us are born with this innate ability to reflect. You can argue, like, yeah, okay, to some degree, kids reflect and they learn from their experiences. But even as an adult, like, I didn't realize how little understanding I had of myself until I did a coaching course. I did one a couple of years back at Cambridge University. It was actually during COVID. I did it online. And I realized that there's so much more of me that I don't understand. Having that time to reflect and to read around and to really challenge yourself, it really goes a long way. And I think a lot of what we do at UK Virtual School also has that ethos of being self-reflective, being able to understand your own ability. Like, a lot of our homework, the students will bring to class, but you'll have a discussion about it. And it's about the conceptual understanding, sharing with the teacher and the class how you got to the answer rather than what the answer is. And when it comes to essay writing and things where you've written a longer length answer, then jointly editing that together, understanding how different people can write different answers to the same question and learning from each other. I think that process of learning from your peers just goes to another level when it's done in a collaborative approach rather than a competitive nature. Schools create fixed mindsets. Traditional schools create fixed mindsets. It's just so common. They talk about growth mindset, but then they will grade you on every test and assessment that you do every couple of days or weeks or half terms. They make you compete against your peers. That approach creates a fixed mindset mentality. At UK Virtual School, growth mindset is at the core of our being. Like, we have four core values: growth mindset, innovation, diversity and inclusion, and curiosity. And what we want to do is instill that growth mindset in kids. Get them curious about the world around them. Get them asking questions. Diversity and inclusion. Getting them to accept all the differences and all the differences that they have and the uniqueness that they have in them. And finally, innovation. Once they've got that growth mindset and they're curious about the world and they understand their own power and uniqueness, then they can become really innovative and be able to come up with new ideas, new concepts that are going to be changing the world and revolutionising how we see things. And I think all of this starts off with the education system and how we view things. And I know I talk about it's not about the grades. The grades are a reflection of that growth mindset journey. I say this all the time. If you focus on the journey, the results will come. And I think that's what's really exciting about it. This works. Home education works. The UKVS way works. The system that we've designed and the way that we operate, we skip year 8 and year 9. We go from year 7 and we start the kids on a 3-year GCSE course. One of our students came to us in year 7. We quickly realised he needed to be pushed further ahead, so we put him into year 9. He sat his GCSEs 2 years earlier than his peers. He skipped year 8 and year 9 completely, key stage 3. But actually, he skipped year 7. He skipped year 7 and year 8, and then he started straight away onto a 3-year GCSE course. He did amazingly. He got an 8, an 8, and 9. This is a boy that sat his exams 2 years earlier than everyone else his own age. And I think that is super amazing. If you can actually get a child to do that and actually recognize that and be, he's doing that early. So he's doing his GCSEs early. He's done 3 GCSEs with us and sat them, got the grades. And now what he's going to do is go back into year 10 and do additional GCSEs. So when you're home educating, you've got the flexibility to be able to chop and choose what you do early. If you've got strengths in certain subjects, go and do them early. Why would you wait? Why would you get bored sat in a lesson that's not appropriately challenging you? Like, you need to be, and this is what we do at UK Virtual School, we match kids to ability groups, not to age groups. Why would you hold back a child that's able to go through and get awesome grades? Why would you do that? So we recognised in year 7 that he was capable and he was able to work at a year 9 level or a foundational level GCSE level at that point. And we trained him up to sit his GCSEs early. And he's done amazing. 8, 8, 9. If he'd done 5 years in a school, I think he would have not even got any close to that, because he would have got bored and switched off, because he was excited to learn, because he was engaged. This is what happens when you match the education to the actual child. They do incredibly well. I'm so proud of our kids, and I keep going on about that, but they've worked really hard. They've put in so much effort in over the years. They deserve the best grades that were possible for them, and they've done amazingly. So yeah, I thought I'd share this. I share it on the day of the GCSE results while I'm still super excited about them. I've been posting about it all day, and we've had lots of excited parents contact me. We've had lots of people message and congratulate us, and this is a testament to the amazing work the teachers put in as well. The teachers are fantastic, and one of the advantages of being online is that we can find the best teachers around the globe to support our kids. I just think it's super amazing what you can do completely online. And these kids started their GCSEs during COVID. They started year 9 with us in the middle of COVID, and they worked during lockdown, they worked coming out of lockdown. And what was really interesting is someone posted on one of my Facebook posts earlier today that the news have been saying that the grades have been down this year. And it looks like our kids have completely defied the common trend, which is amazing. I keep saying that. I'm just super amazed at how well that they've done. I knew that they were going to do well. I just didn't realize they were going to do this well. So this has made me realize, as a school, we've got something amazing going on here. It works. It's going to create amazing young people who are going to be ready to go out there in the world and own it. They're going to be able to be confident in their ability. They will know what they want. They'll have their strengths. They'll have the skills. And all of the new things that we introduce every single year are just going to support and help the kids get nurtured and grow and to learn what their passions are. I think the next thing I want to focus on for UK Virtual School is getting the kids to realise how many awesome things there are out there, how many avenues are open to them, how many careers that they can go down, and how they can find out about these amazing things. Students only are aware of the careers that they are exposed to. So if you think about a young kid who's 5 or 6, they'll talk about becoming a fireman or a police officer or a doctor or a lawyer because they've seen those professions. Or nowadays, they might talk about becoming a YouTuber. Now, if you are able to present different careers to kids at a young age and they're able to understand what those careers entail, they'll have different aspirations. And that's the one thing that I want to work on now in UK Virtual School. Perhaps in the next 12 months or maybe even longer, we're going to be taking more of a focus around careers. I've been thinking about this for a while and I really wanted to instill things earlier, but everything takes so much longer and it takes even longer for our website to catch up. But everything has to be layered on, I think. We started off with just the core subjects. We then added things like worldviews and art in our second year. And then the third year, we added more subjects. And our fourth year now, we're going to be adding short courses and all sorts of exciting things to the curriculum. It's just going to get better and better. UK Virtual School is just evolving constantly. And I think having a good set of results in our first year, well, our first set of GCSE results is very promising. It's going to be harder to retain this high of a this high of an achievement, but it's not always about the absolute grade. It's about also the journey that the student has gone on. If a student was predicted a grade 1 initially at school and we got them to a grade 5, that's going to be amazing, right? If the student was predicted a grade 6 and we got them to a grade 7, that's going to be amazing for them. So everyone's journey is going to be different and it's not always about the absolute grade. And I get that completely. And I think it's going to be very exciting to see how the next couple of years progress, how the school molds itself as being a potential option and a real option for a lot of families that are looking not just for an alternative and not something that's different, but also something that will give them a good chance for college and university in the future. So I'm going to roll up this podcast and say thank you for listening in and tuning into this. I'm super excited to see what this fourth year is going to hold for us and what the GCSE results are going to be like this time next year. So until then, guys, I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into the UK Virtual School podcast with your host, Sid. I look forward to having you join me again soon. In the meantime, if you're considering online schooling to take away the stress of having to plan and structure everything yourself, why not head over to our website www.ukvirtualschool.com. You can join in our next online open day or book in a Zoom meeting with me to discuss options. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.